On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria peaking at 28 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 26, and eMalahleni up to 24 degrees. We begin with breaking news that we've just received from the police, from spokesperson Athlenda Mate. She says the police confirms that there is a police presence at the business premises of Mr. Brown Mohotsi in Sewedeng village in Mahikeng. The visit, according to the police, is part of an ongoing investigation that's already been discussed before the ad hoc committee and the Madlanga Commission. It's a developing story and we'll keep you posted on what's happening there. Meanwhile, Police Minister Senzo Mchunu has told Parliament's ad hoc committee that gaps in the handover between National Police Commissioners Kehla Sithole and Fanima Simola affected the operations of the Political Killings Task Team. Mchunu said the lack of proper transition created delays and confusion, impacting budget approvals and oversight of the task team.
A new political imperative that says protect all the people of South Africa, make them feel safe. And in fact, it is aligned with the Constitution of the Republic. The Constitution of the Republic doesn't allow you to protect some and not others. It doesn't.
In other news, the Gauteng Department of Education has rubbished media reports that pupils in some schools in Tembisa are facing hunger due to operational issues within the National School Nutrition Program. The department says an article in the Sowetan is factually incorrect and has caused unnecessary alarm among public and school communities. But the department did admit that the service provider failed to deliver food to at least 9 schools in the area. Here's Gauteng Education spokesperson Steve Mabona.
There's a service provider who refused to accept a newly allocated delivery schedule and consequently failed to deliver food to about 9 schools which were allocated. We understand that the service provider attempted to deliver food at schools not allocated to them. Irrespective of this unfortunate delay, we can confirm that all deserving children were served a meal accordingly.
Then we head to Cape Town. The Minister of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment, Dion George, has urged the international community to renew its commitment to tackling climate change. He addressed the G20 Environment and Climate Sustainability Working Group meetings in the city. Mangaliso Kumalo is there.
In his remarks, Minister Dion George said the next decade must mark an era of accelerated climate action and sustainable development, warning that ambition without implementation will not meet the world's climate targets. He praised the Paris Agreement for proving what's possible when nations unite behind science and solidarity, but stressed that global cooperation must now be backed by financial commitment and credible delivery mechanisms. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Cape Town.
And finally, just because it's fun. That was a mushroom playing a keyboard. Yes, you heard right. It has sensors on electrodes attached to it. It detects electrical signals on the mushroom's surface, and it then triggers little mechanical arms that hit the keyboard. I'm Marlene Fischer. That's it from our side for tonight. But remember, the news goes on. Visit jacaranfm.com. Click on news for the latest.